Matt, your host, here for another Saturday show to try and enlighten you to the best ability as we can here in this studio. To my left is my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. 3 years, Colonel. It's been 3 years today, right?
That's it. The first broadcast in April.
And I heard your rough voice calling in one day, talking the Constitution. I go, I want that guy. So we got him on. He called back up, and he's been with us ever since. To my right, my special guest host today is C.J. Grisham. C.J., how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I want that guy, too. Unfortunately, we're both heterosexuals.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear.
And Shelby, how you doing?
My board operator.
I'm doing very well.
She always throws in those one-liners. Bam. Oh. All right, we're simulcasting here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can check us out live. Go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, and you can see my face made for radio. And don't forget, after the program, it's turned into podcast, and you can go to Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. And at the top, we usually have a recording there as well. And if you scroll down midway, you will see a donation button. If you're led to donate, if you like this program, if you want it to continue, it takes a lot of money to get a show like this on the air. And your support, if you like it, is one way to help the truth to the best of our abilities to get out there in a different platform. Because we're getting information from one main source, and they're all working together and using the same key points. What do you call that? Gravitas?
Gravitas. Yeah,
all those key words that come out of nowhere and then everybody starts using them. So if you enjoy the program, feel free to donate. I want to thank all my sponsors and all the people who do donate at this time. Thank you very much. Couldn't do it without you. Let me set the table. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of things going on. Judge Andy Isaacs can't be in the studio, but I think he's going to be calling. He's doing a retreat for female vets this time. Okay. So we'll do the devotional announcements, true stories later in the program. I got the word of the day coming up, quote of the day. Judge will call in after the first break. Ma's at the bottom of the hour telling us what's on the menu. I posted a Matt special on Facebook. I was talking to Vicky, the owner, and she said, my gosh, they hated me in the kitchen because they were working overtime cooking all those onion rings. CJ in here doing his thing. Okay, let's go for the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Put the word of the day into a sentence, and the colonel gives you a thumbs up. You can promote your business if you got one. If not, somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. The word of the day is pathetic. The word of the day is pathetic. It comes from the headline. This is from Jonathan Turley. A big liberal attorney is saying this. Trump indictment legally pathetic. Pathetic is an adjective, and the number two definition is miserably inadequate or very low standard. Give me a call. Put the word of the day into a sentence. And it says, Thursday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel, law professor Jonathan Turley criticized the merits of the Manhattan grand jury's indictment of former President Trump. Truly deemed the indictment legally pathetic.
And when you do call in, don't give us a pathetic example. Give us a good example.
All right. Who do you want to promote? All right. Let me move on here. Attorney Alan Dershowitz. He's freaking liberal, too. Here's what he says. The left will stretch the Constitution, destroy the Constitution to prevent Trump from running for president.
And I have an opinion on that the left is actually associated with the Chinese Communist Party. The CCP hates Trump. They will do everything to stop him because he stopped them dead in the water with his programs.
I'm going to argue with you. I think you were just redundant there. Democrat Party associated with communism?
No, with
that's
CCP.
That's redundant.
Pretty
CCP?
Thing, right? They're socialists, yeah.
Now, let me be clear, everybody. You have Republicans out there and Democrats. Look, if you can't figure out by now that we're not talking about you as an individual,
right.
We're talking about the party heads who control it and run it and have a secret agenda. For everybody else out there who have a moniker over their head of Republican or Democrat and you choose to do something stupid, well, you know, we all do stupid things. Hopefully some friends of ours can guide us in the right direction and we make better choices down the road. I'm talking about people who are trying to pervert, tear down, destroy, twist, manipulate, get rid of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Okay, You'll love
totally
this one.
Ignore.
CJ, I want to ask you something on this. Pelosi inverts American justice system. Trump has right to prove innocence.
Sends shivers down my spine.
First of all, state it clearly how it's supposed to be said.
The state has to prove his guilt. He does not have to prove his innocence. He's already innocent.
I had this conversation with the colonel here. I said, this is not correct either. You're innocent until proven guilty. It's you're innocent unless proven guilty.
Exactly.
Big difference in the words.
Yes.
Because what they do is there's innocent until proven guilty is what they're doing to Trump. They're going to keep going and going and going and going and put something on his name that maybe will stick. And
literally until the minute that jury walks back into the room, Trump is innocent. Regardless of what that decision is going to be, until that jury, up until that moment that
until
they get that sheet of paper.
The results.
Yes.
Moving on, Trump supporters blast indictment, insanity, nation in cold civil war. Would you concur with that statement?
A cold civil war? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think I would. And I think as we go through the show, I'd like to talk about some of how that's going to, what that means.
Real quick, what do you think the two sides of the cold civil war are?
Well, I don't think it's a civil war. I think we're at war with communism worldwide. Some of them just happen to be treasonous and living in our country.
So that would be the civil war in this country. Would be the ones who understand the Constitution and Bill of Rights and realize people up in power are trying to manipulate and destroy it. So that would be a cold civil war through voting,
yes,
right?
That would be a cold civil war.
And this civil war...
against the treasonous people.
Yeah. And I think this one stands to be a lot bloodier, messier, and longer, and more difficult to fight than the last one.
This will be an urban warfare.
Yeah.
And it's...
Okay. But the truckers will starve them out.
All right. Elon Musk, I would vote for president if Trump didn't do it. If Elon wanted to go in, I would vote for him. You know why? He's independent. I know who he is. I know how he thinks. He has no special interest money coming to him. Now, look at DeSantis. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm reading an article, doing it based on memory, that there's information out there that says Karl Rove and the Bushes are guiding DeSantis in his maneuvering when it comes to politics. If that is true, that is a clear-cut example of how somebody cannot be themselves and are going to be manipulated by those who are in the shadows. Trump, you may not like him. And here's another thing that I found very exciting. I've got liberals saying, I don't like Trump, but he needs to be president. And what they're saying is, I don't like how gruff he is. I don't like the way he does things in the sense of his mannerisms, his tweets, but he's doing a great job.
I'm that guy. I don't like Trump at all. But he was a great president. And I can hold my nose at his personality. As long as he's doing what's right by the Constitution, which I think he didn't do much. I mean, look, he did more gun control than Obama did. But the fact of the matter is, overall, you know, Trump was a good president. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah,
I've known Trump since late 70s. I've been from New York, watched him on all the interviews, and then I go to replay or people replay clips, and I go, I was watching that live. He is saying the same things he said then. He's saying them now. He hasn't changed, and everybody back then loved him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elon Musk, Apple co-founder, and other tech experts call for pause on giant AI experiments. Dangerous race, they say. Trump says he has a plan to solve the Ukraine war in 24 hours if reelected. Why do you think they're trying to arrest him is one reason, because if he does that, oh my gosh, there goes their plan.
Yes, that's the plan, is to create World War III by causing Russia to attack us. Just like FDR provoked the Japanese before World War II to get them to attack Pearl Harbor. So this guy is Biden's manipulating Russia.
CJ, you're more familiar with this because you've gone to many of these rallies. Video shows undercover police officers posing as Antifa rioter on June 6th. Here's the question. Wouldn't an officer dress up like one to get into the group to see if there's anything malicious going to happen? And then couldn't it also be where if there's a nefarious plan to infiltrate, to make trouble at a good rally? Because I saw the video cam and I listened to the verbiage of this individual who's in the police department saying, yeah, we're going to be in with Antifa. Any thoughts on that?
You know, having worked undercover, I understand how that field works, but I don't know what's going on these days. We were never, ever, when we were undercover, we were always taught that you don't craft what's going on in that group that you're with. You are not to manipulate in any way. You're a spectator, essentially. Now, obviously, you have
prime
to get
directive.
In. Yeah. You know, there are times where you have to do little things.
A follower.
Yeah. You know, you might have to do little things here and there, but you don't direct anything. You don't suggest anything. Your job is to gather information, because the minute that you start making suggestions and altering the mindset of that group, you've lost the whole purpose of being undercover, which is to find out if they're engaged in criminal activity.
And that's like the three D.C. policemen chanting, climb the wall,
yeah,
and all kinds of
opening the doors,
antagonistic.
Pulling
exactly.
The gates open. Now, I still got another page of show highlights, and I will do that after the break, before the judge calls in, or the judge will just hold while I do it, because I want to get these out. I want to set the table so everybody can meditate on what we're talking about. And the number here is 254-697-6633 if you want to have your input on the air. If you think I'm crazy, I know you think I'm crazy, but if you can prove me wrong and you can prove it, I'll change my ways. Until then, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got Judge Andy on the line. I'm going to ask Judge to hold just for about 30 seconds to a minute. I want him to finish up the show highlights to set the table. This one is sickening. Headline reads, sick. TV show exposes panel of children to naked trans people. Okay. Abortion protesters attack pro-life event at Virginia Commonwealth University. So you can't, you're a pro-lifer and you can't protest and you got to be worried about getting physically assaulted. Gee, thanks. Outrage after Arizona governor's press secretary posts tweet advocating violence against transphobes. Madonna announces Nashville benefit concert. Proceeds to go to trans rights, not victims. We talked about that too, didn't we? And then finally, what we know about the two police officers credited with fatally wounding the Nashville school shooter. I watched the video. They did a fantastic job. And I've got a little rundown on who they are. So we'll try to celebrate them before time runs out. But right now, I've got Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs on the line. Judge, how you doing this morning?
Fantastic, Matt. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I got CJ in the room. I got the Colonel, Shelby. So that's who's listening to you with all the other thousands of people in the area and around the world.
Well, I don't know how good you're really doing if CJ's in there.
You called it.
So, you know, today's a beautiful day. I know y'all been outside for a few minutes before you got here. It's a beautiful day. And it makes me wonder, you know, yesterday was really windy in the morning. And then it was, the sun finally came out. And then last night it got down to 48. And it's just like we're riding a yo-yo up and down, you know. And some of us, our lives are like that. They're up, down, everything going well one minute, and the next minute it's not, and they ride that up and down like a amusement ride, and they don't know how to get off of it. And the real way you get off that kind of stuff is you try to stay even-keeled and not get too happy. I don't mean that getting happy is bad, but don't let yourself go getting too upset about everything. I see a lot of people that are like control freaks, and they want to be in charge of everything, and then when something goes wrong, they get upset and throw fits and all that kind of stuff, and that does no good. Pretty soon, nobody wants to be around them. And at the same time, these people that are like giggly, happy every second, that tries you kind of obnoxious, find it to be kind of crazy. So trying to stay kind of in the middle and trying to stay even killed. In the Bible, it talks about this, and not, you know, when it talks about, one of the things it talks about, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know, what that's talking about is don't try to figure everything out. Don't try to, you know, if you don't want something done a certain way, you say, this is how we're going to do it. And I see that too much, and especially if you listen to the news and stuff, it'll just drive you nuts. It'll drive, because they constantly needling at you at this is going on. Of course, by now everything's about Trump going to jail. And everything, that's all they're talking. So really, when I see that, I always look around and say, what are they head faking me with? Because that can't be the only thing going on in the whole world. That can't be. So we've got to try to see ourselves on an even keel. If we get our mind right, if our mind is right, most of the time everything else goes pretty good. That doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean you're also not going to have good times. You're going to have both of those, but it's how you handle those what makes you, shows a difference in your character and what you're really made of. You know, I know Jesus had great times, and we also know he had pretty bad times. You know, getting hung on the cross was probably not a highlight of his life, but it can be the highlight of ours if we accept him, if we try to follow his direction, and we try to always find him in everything we can do. And I think that we'll get better and better if we just try to follow that direction. Let's pray.
Yes, sir.
Lord, Heavenly Father, just help us to be more Christ-like. Lord, not so that we can boast and people say, look at me, but so that we can change this world. That's the only way we got. The only chance we got is to come to you. Only chance we got is to hit our knees and pray. The only chance we got is to read our Bible, seek your face, do what you want us to do. Be the kind of people that you want us to be, not boastful or haughty or angry or any of those things, or just Help us to be more Christ-like and let others see Jesus in us. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Andy. What's going on with you today?
We got the women veterans from, they're all from a different, I don't have the name of the deal on it right now, but they're from a different kind of deal. And they're not like from Camp Hope, but these old women have PTSD and have had issues. Some of them a lot more severe than just PTSD, if you can imagine that. And we're having a great time with them. You know, they're enjoying being out here. They're enjoying getting into the place and feeling the comfort and the peace that Morningstar Ranch has. And it's really been a good time. It's not been as fun for me because I'm the guy. I have to stay back away from everything. And that means I have to clean the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, men are not supposed to have to do that.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You got yourself in trouble right there.
Yeah. So they're having to, I'm having to get to do all those things that I don't normally involved in. So it's a, but it's a really great time. It's a great time to be with them. At the,
what
May,
mean,
we have
the kids are for?
The men coming. So it'll be different. So it's a great, it's a fun time. So,
you know, Andy, I've seen you and Rita Kay working, and I know what it takes to get that thing running smoothly. Takes a lot of planning, time, effort, love, coordination, leadership, dedication, money, and you're doing it all. And the money,
yes, right.
You know, people are generous with their hearts, and they donate items and time and money, and we don't want you to stop. We want you to keep doing that. How can they help you in that fashion?
You go to msrministries.org. There is a giving button on the top left-hand corner. As you come in, it's a green giving button. You can go to that, and they will take you to our website with Tively, who gives us the best rate. This Christian Corporation, and give that way. They'll take a check or a credit card either way. And there's a drop down box in there that you can actually designate where you want your funds to go to, so that you don't have, you know, it's just not an offering. There's to the vets, to the horses, to the, you can designate what you want your stuff, or to Andy to go to Vegas. I think that one's in there too, but there's what different ways that we use the funds. It's a great tool for us. You could give us a call at 512-455-2552. Our address is also on that website. If you want to send a check, that's great too. And or you could Google Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, and you can go to our website that way. But there's a lot of different ways you can help. Number one way you can help is pray for us. We've got from here until the end of July, it's nothing but one thing after another, after another, after another. So it's a constant battle. And by the time the end of middle of July gets here, we're pretty weary. We get pretty weary, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. It all kind of starts wearing on us, especially as I've gotten a little older. Fortunately, we have a lot of great volunteers, but we can always use some more. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, you got three vets in this studio right now, and I'm sure they would all agree with me. We salute the ladies for their service, and we salute you for what you do, and we hope all goes well and it accomplishes what it needs to accomplish.
Amen. God bless you. Talk to you later.
Take care, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring the program. I've been dealing with Casey for over 20 years. When it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, they take care of me and they can take care of you as well. They've got two locations. One's in Temple. You can call them at 254-773-3114. Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here and support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday in most cases. And today's no different. I've just been blessed to have the opportunity to do this on the radio, and I get many positive comments, which is very pleasing to the heart. So today will be no different. Let me read to you a devotional from this week. It reads, "Good morning. Ever look in the mirror and just shake your head at what you see? I'm talking about the eye-to-eye contact with ourselves, the knowing of who we really are. As Christians, that knowledge can be very disturbing. How can I be useful to God when I am who I am? There is a list of people in the Bible who I'm sure felt the same way, but God used them anyways. Moses, the murderer. David, the adulterer. Peter, the denier. Saul, the persecutor. Saul being Paul. Rahab, the prostitute. Jonah, the disobedient. Now, this is a quote that I got from someone. In a world that tells us our past defines us, the Bible tells us that with God, nothing is impossible and anyone can be changed. This comes from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I close. So we continue on, secure in our salvation and forgiveness through Jesus Christ and in working daily to be better than we were the day before. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we should have Katie from Moz on, going to give us the menu for the day. And I think we emptied her baskets of onions with those onion rings she made for Matt's specials yesterday. So we'll be back in 3.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Button. Shelby, I'll tell you what. Show them the microphone. Can they see the microphone? I can't see it on my glasses. Okay. See that microphone Shelby's holding? It's got a button on it. It's green and red. And when we go to commercial break, I want to be able to say things freely.
And we have things to discuss.
No, no, we're not cussers. It's just sometimes we like to have in-depth discussions that are not probably conducive for a...
Some things would get us thrown off the air.
Yeah.
So you thought I was bad on the air.
So when you're listening and all of a sudden it goes mute, it's because we muted it. But anyway, we're not mute here. We are live now here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also simulcasting at KRXT 98.5 FM and at aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page. Check it out. Now, Katie must be busy. She must be wore out laying on the kitchen floor from cooking all those onion rings yesterday. If you go to my Facebook page and check out the post from yesterday.
I saw those big old onion rings.
I liked it too. It made me very hungry. I was very upset.
I even told my wife, I was like, okay, that's it. We got to go to Ma's place.
Didn't it look good? I mean, the plate's overfilled.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I had already eaten and it made me hungry.
Now I need onion rings.
Now, who has a small dog? Would you not agree that a small dog could jump through those onion rings?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's got a lot. I've got a menu here. Go ahead.
I could probably jump through those onion rings.
Uh-huh. Well, they're not that
big. Might get stuck at my chest here, you know.
I got a menu here. You can see it there on Facebook. It's multi-pages. She should put a hardcover on it. They've got, obviously, the breakfast menu, side orders for the breakfast menu, breakfast bowls, breakfast plates, signature plates, omelets, lunch appetizers, of course, chicken quesadillas, loaded baked potato.
I just want that chicken fried steak. That's what I'm looking forward to.
The hamburger steak is great, too. The thing is huge, huge. And it's got potatoes with it, the gravy, the whole works, green beans. Then we go to burgers and more. Tons of options for you. Lunch, salad meals, and light meals, children meals, beverages. It's great. So you want to go to Ma's Place at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights. Give them a call, 254-699-0011. Don't forget the Matt Special. The Matt Special was made specifically for me. Although it's a common sandwich, there was a requirement. The Matt Special is a BLT on Texas toast. The toast is nice and toasty with the golden butter on it. Then you've got the half the pig is on the...
I'm going to eat.
I still need you for the rest of the show.
I'm like warning him.
But the signature for the Matt Special is the black cup of coffee that goes with it. Now, you don't need the coffee if you don't want it, but that's what comes with the Matt Special. All right? Did I say that enough, Colonel?
I think so.
You've gone there quite a bit.
I'm just sitting here waiting to go get a ham steak.
I know. I'm sitting here now thinking about it.
I want to thank Ma and all my sponsors for supporting the program. I could not do it without all of you. I could not. Could not do it with my spokes, which are my special guest host, my wingman, Shelby, the whole works. Couldn't do it without any of you. So I thank you very much. But right now, what we're going to do, since Katie didn't call, we're going to switch it over to the Colonel. Colonel, you got a little extra time, which is okay, because we're going to be bleeding these conversations in with everything. CJ's segment, what I want to talk about, what you're going to talk about. If the listener out there has got something they want to call about. Oh, but first, give your quote of the day.
All right. The quote, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's what we're here to do, is to set brush fires in your mind. We are trying to overcome apathy.
And if you can call in with the author of that quote, 254-697-6633, or call in, put the word of the day, pathetic, in a sentence, you get some airtime. Go ahead, Colonel.
All right. I've got much more than I can get to today, so I'll be cutting a lot of my outline out. But what I want to talk about first is Bill Schumann, Bell County Commissioner, Precinct 3, who's one of my sponsors, and we really appreciate his sponsorship. It gets the gas and tires on the car to drive back and forth to Cameron. Unrestricted warfare. What's going on here? And we're going to talk about Trump and how he's involved in this unrestricted warfare. Now, China has declared war on the United States. It's done it three times. The first time was a plan in 1949 when they drove Chiang Kai-shek over to Formosa, and the United States, they had a 100-year plan to take over. And then they renewed this again in 1921. Well, in 1995, General Chi, C-H-I, and then his first name is H-A-O-T-I-A-N. And he gave a lecture on unrestricted warfare to their leadership, explaining what it is. And we'll go through that in just a moment. But while we sleep, and I say this because you have just a very few people. Anthony T. Kennedy is one who has been pushing this since at least 2020 and before. And he spoke, is in the Imprimis, Hillsdale College Imprimis, his article. And then just a couple of weeks ago, he gave a one-hour lecture for Hillsdale that was on a webcast about unrestricted warfare. And we are not at war. We're just sitting around, and China is at war with us in a non-kinetic war. And that would be a Cold War. Right. So let's talk about this. Some precepts. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is an old saying, and the socialists and Muslims both hate capitalism and a republic. We are a republic. We are not a democracy. And all the people that talk about democracy goes back, the Illuminati and the socialists have tried to confuse Americans since the very beginning, since 1776 and before, talking about a democracy versus a republic. A democracy does not have written rules. A true democracy is mob rule. The majority at any given moment are in control. A republic has written laws that are supposed to be followed and to protect the minority. You can think of the example of a sheriff and posse, or a sheriff and a lynch mob and a horse thief. The lynch mob runs out, catches the horse thief as he's running away, and is going to hang him from the nearest tree. Well, the sheriff shows up and says, nope, this guy has to have a fair trial and be proven guilty. All right, so that's the rule of law versus democracy. Now, what is unrestricted warfare? It's a street fight. Matt can tell you about this.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, yeah.
There's only one rule. There are no rules. And when I say there are no rules, I want to go back and remind you of what...
that guy, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that wrote the article on warfare.
Oh, Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu, okay. Sun Tzu said, you cannot look at the battlefield through your eyes. You have to look at the battlefield through the eyes of your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans are not doing that. You have to understand that this is a street fight. And when I say there are no rules, there are none. There are no Geneva Conventions. The Geneva Conventions require soldiers to wear uniforms so you can protect the civilian populace. You can separate out who's opposing and who's not. And the Muslims use guerrilla warfare, hide behind the women and children, and shoot out over their shoulder at the American soldiers who can't return fire.
And that's why, Colonel, I was talking earlier, you know, this. If we had another civil war, it's going to be based on ideological, not geographic grounds. There's no uniform for the left and for the right. And so that's why I think, you know, any coming civil war is going to be much more bloody, much more dangerous, because you don't know who the guy to your left and right is.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? The ones who are running the show are all laughing.
Yeah.
Because we're occupied in a kinetic thing, which we don't
think
want to
in
do
terms of kinetic warfare. We are not used to thinking in terms of political warfare,
yes,
and stuff. Let's go on. Okay, treatment of prisoners. That would be another one. They have no rules for the treatment of prisoners. We treat them very nicely. They do just the opposite. Treatment of civilians. The Japanese, good example. When they went through China, they raped and pillaged. They stole all the resources, all the food, all the fuel, all the food for the animals. They took all the animals and ate them. No crimes against humanity. They don't believe in that. They do anything that they want. Nothing is off limits. Sex, bribery, assassination. And there's a political side to this. And we don't pay attention to that. The Chinese Communist Party hates Trump. Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again and America First really created a nightmare for the Chinese. It set their program back. They thought they owned all of the United States legislature.
No, Colonel, they hate him, but they respect him.
Well, that's true, but
they fear him.
They absolutely said he cannot be the president again. We must defeat him. So under the unrestricted warfare, they've gone against incited how the voters work and also vote counting.
We'll catch up on this when we come back, but a few seconds before we go, that's why I worry about Taiwan, because if Trump does get in, now's their time to do it. If they want to take it, they can get it. We'll be back in three. What, we got more time?
This means 20 seconds.
Okay.
Well,
no, Colonel.
By this time,
we're done.
Over.
That is why we shut the mic sometimes, so we can have this conversation.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Program 254-697-6633. I wanted to make a mention here. Ray Rubio, Rubio Septic, is one of my sponsors. Ray is a great guy. I've known Ray for, what, close to 30 years now? And he's like Trump. It's the same. When you meet him one day and you meet him some other day, you meet him at 2 o'clock, you meet him at 8 o'clock, he's the same guy. Nice guy. He's great service. Knows his stuff. And they made Business of the Month. You want to mention what you saw there, Shelby?
I'm driving down the road, and he was out front, I guess, at the Chamber of Commerce in Rockdale, and he was being assigned Business of the Month in Rockdale.
That's fantastic. Ray, great job. Look forward to doing more business with you, and maybe we can get you in the studio someday. But right now, I got the Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman, going over his thing.
All right. Unrestricted warfare. Now, I'm going to cut this short so I got some time to talk about Trump and how he's involved with the Chinese Communist Party with this unrestricted warfare. But it goes ahead, nothing is off limits. Okay, biologic warfare. We have signed a treaty before, the United States did, and we destroyed all of our biologic, or we were supposed to have shut down our biologic warfare stuff. So Fauci farmed it out, but Fauci is not on their side necessarily. Fauci is an opportunist, and he was going after personal profit. Big Pharma is a part of the Chinese Communist Party. Did you know that Moderna and Pfizer are co-owned by the Chinese Communist Party? So when the Chinese decided they were going to use biologic warfare against the United States and against the world, they said in order to produce all of this, we need big factories. So they acquired and bought into Big Pharma. And so now they control it. Same way when running against Trump and voting. They needed control of our citizen. So they bought, through various bankruptcies and things, the control of the Dominion hardware producers, manufacturers, are members of the Chinese Communist Party. Also, the same thing for the software industry. Texas brags about, oh, we don't use Dominion systems, but we use their software.
Colonel, so, I got to interject here because we had a discussion. I said, when you bring this up, Dominion, because the lamestream media has put it into their heads, oh, you're crazy if you're talking Dominion. And I say this, when you speak these words, do people look at you and say you're crazy, or do we look at them and say you're ignorant? Because they're asleep, they're apathetic, they're ignorant because they're not paying attention. You're doing your homework, I'm doing my homework, we're studying here for years now. Go ahead.
All right, and look up Dinesh D'Souza and his videos and talks about the corruption in the voting system. And it wasn't just hardware and software. Every single way, voter rolls, vote counting. And Stalin said that, vote counting is all that counts. All right, so also they're into the theft of intellectual property. That means patents, the way of building things, and we have given them a lot of stuff too. Our treasonous people in our government at the highest levels, Jimmy Carter and the Clintons, gave technology to the Chinese communist. And they used the guise of, oh, they're our friends. And the Chinese communists were not our friends. They were playing us like a fiddle. And the CFR was in control. And it's all a ruse, a joke on the American public. They knew better. And it was deliberately done. So we're useful idiots. Some by greed, some by ignorance, some by apathy. Racism. Chinese are playing the black and white, the color, non-color, and the race of the Chinese. They are all about the yellow-skinned people. And they want this country as an outside China. So they launched a way to depopulate the United States. They're not in a hurry. They're willing to take some time. The COVID virus gene segment, whatever you want to call it, was a biologic agent. The weapon was the mRNA vaccine, which has been tested in animals and killed all the animals in the test when they came back and had a second dose of the actual wild virus. Environmental. China is exempted. Whenever you see one of these environmental treaties like the Treaty of Paris that Trump got us out of, the Chinese are not in, not restricted by it. It's only the United States. Money from the United States to everybody. It's all about taking our resources, taking our money. All right, and now the environmental warfare, the Chinese and the communists have used this, the EPA. All right, folks, I'm trying to give you the lower left-hand corner of the big picture, and you got to connect the dots. And some of this is my own supposition. I can't find documentation. They will keep it secret. But the reason for the EPA, it's not about the environment. You can look at what they've done. It has nothing to do with the environment. It has everything to do with driving our resources overseas to the Muslims, to the Middle Eastern countries for oil, and protecting our resources for future use by China. Same way with the UN 3030. That's 30% of our country held in reserve, pristine, no hunting, no fishing, no forest management, nothing until in the next 30 years. 30% of the country, unconstitutional. There's nothing that authorizes the federal to have any land without the consent of the legislatures. But and then well, there are only certain uses.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are some things they can get land for, like forts and things like that, but that's
and
it.
And they still have to have the permission of the legislature.
Of the state, yes.
Of the state.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, I knew you knew that.
That's perfectly good.
I'm helping my friends who are as dumb as I am.
So, what happens? They think they've got our country all sewed up. The CFR, when Trump ran for president, 15 of the 16 people were under the influence of the Bilderberg Group or the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. And only Biden, and only Trump was not in control. Joe Biden had stood right next to the head of the CFR and said, I work for Bill, who was the head, the chairman of the CFR. Hillary Clinton, same way. She's not a member necessarily, but she worked for him. She said, oh, I'm glad they brought their headquarters to New York. It's so much closer to Washington for me to get my instructions. All right, so now we've got the CFR in this, and
I'm putting up
when
the
Trump came in, he destroyed Make America Great Again, America First. He stopped their theft of intellectual property. He started building up our Navy, and they hate him. They said he must not win. So they used every means at their disposal. They have control. They can go into the Dominion equipment. It's wide open. Has built-in cell phone modems on the cards. It has holes in the software. There are all kinds of problems with computerized voting. So MAGA must not win. And they also did everything they could. Mail-in ballots, sending ballots out to everybody, the voter rolls, everything was open to play. All right, the campaign, they used the media and the press to campaign against Trump. The articles were, 99-1 against Trump when they came out of the mainstream press. And they used their prosecuting him, all kinds of things. They don't care whether they win or lose. They make up stories. The Biden laptop story, they covered for Joe Biden. All of these things work against Trump. Lawsuits by the ACLU and other things. All right, so now we've got counting machines. Stalin said it 14 different ways. It doesn't matter who votes. It really only matters who counts the votes and how. And that's what they're into with some of the Dominion system software and machines. Now, let's talk about Trump. He's fighting for us. There are some things I don't like about Trump. He's got a nasty personality at times. He may have had the money and liked women that like money and did things. So what if he paid her off? This is another thing. I did not particularly like the fact that he filed for bankruptcy sometime with his limited partnerships, and the general partners made out, got their money, and all the little people got squashed. This was back in the time when I had invested in another real estate trust, and I saw this happening to me as the real estate trust was manipulated.
Right, time's running short. Bottom line is people may not like him, but he's getting the job done.
And that's it. Trump, that's the reason everything is against him. It is a war against us. And we, the people, COVID was a biologic agent, and the mRNA, quote, vaccine, not a vaccine, shot, is the deadly weapon.
Colonel, this may sound redundant. It may sound like, why are you even throwing this in there? But if you don't have a love or an understanding of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the pillar of God that this country was founded on, it's going to be extremely difficult for people to support it, and they're going to do what's right for them.
But it's also going to be extremely easy for the government to violate your rights and do whatever the heck they want.
That's right.
If you don't understand the Constitution.
And if you don't understand Article 6, all right, Article 5 was a way to modify the Constitution if it had a problem. There is no problem with the Constitution.
That's correct.
There is a problem with whether or not it's they're following it. And when they don't follow it, we are supposed to say no.
Let's go back to 5, though. This Constitution is perfect. And people say, no, it's not. I say, it's perfect because if something's wrong, you can fix it through the way
legal
it tells
process,
you to do it.
Okay? But they can't because people don't want it changed. There's nothing wrong with it. All of these proposals they come up with, term limits. We had term limits before. They don't work. They make it a lame duck session. They want balanced budget.
We got plenty of time. When we come back from the break, we'll continue the discussion. 254-697-6633.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Captain Nature Radio program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Special guest host today is C.J. Grisham. Shelby, doing a great job behind the board. Thank you very much. And all you listeners out there, all the people on Facebook, thank you very much. We're simulcasting right now on 105.1 FM right here, right now. Also at 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can check us out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page, and we're streaming live there. The program will be put into podcast form later, and you can check it out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, and we'll have probably a rough cut at the top of the radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com. You can listen there as well. Fast forward to something you want to hear specifically. Also, in the middle of the page is a donation button. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel it in your heart to donate to the program, it helps out tremendously. It's I pretty much do it on my own without, I mean, if I didn't have sponsors, this program wouldn't be here. So I can't thank my sponsors enough. That they put a lot of trust in me, and so do the people who donate, and I can't thank you enough. I'm going to try and hold up my end of the bargain. But right now, one more thing. If you want to call into the studio, 254-697-6633. C.J. Grisham. C.J., it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thanks. Yeah, I wanted to piggyback off of what Rayford had just said, the Colonel, and really sort of move forward with the admonitions and advice and cautions that he's been warning us about, and really focus on this idea of what's going on with Trump right now. And I made clear in the very beginning, I don't support Trump, but I also don't oppose Trump. I think he was a great president. I think he could have done more, but I'd rather have him at this point than what we've definitely got for sure.
CJ, why do we always have to clarify what we say? I understand you're like, no, listen, he's a good president. He gets his job done. Why do we always have to do that? Because I'm guilty of it too.
I don't think we have to. I think we just don't want to give people the wrong impression, especially on our side. Like, I don't want people to think, oh, you're just a never-Trumper, which, should we have to do that? No, but we're our own worst enemy as well. And I look at this, and so what you're about to hear over the next several minutes from me is going to be confusing, contradictory, and you're going to wonder, what the heck are you thinking, CJ? Because I'm going to try and flush all this out.
That's perfect CJ form.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I try to stay consistent in my thinking, but I also like, as I'm speaking through things, I like to go over and see things. You know, like Sun Tzu said, look at things from the other side. And I'm constantly, especially after a life in intelligence, I've lived my life thinking, what does the enemy think?
You just said the key thing. We're tacticians. We're military. Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to think ahead of what the enemy does. Patton did that.
And when you go into combat, you know, you don't sit there and go, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this, 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 and this. You don't do that. You go, okay, here's what the plan is. Here's what we think the enemy's going to do. And then you make that plan based off that. And, you know, every plan, or no plan, survives first contact.
That's right.
you've got a great plan.
No
battle plan survives first contact. So, you know, and I want to start with this, because we live in an era right now where a former president, for the first time in history, not only has been indicted, because let's be honest, if a president is breaking the law, a president should be held accountable. Everyone in America should be held accountable. Everyone is treated equal. We have different stations in life. Some of us are presidents. Some of us are bakers. Some of us are radio show hosts. But the laws apply to all of us equally. And I'm reminded of our Declaration of Independence. And what was it, looking back all those years ago, that caused very sane, rational people to make very insane, irrational choices, which is go to war with the largest military in the history of the world?
Freedom.
It was freedom. That's what causes that. And unfortunately, I think we're getting to that point now where the government is forcing us to make irrational and insane decisions. We're having to choose between that. And so, you know, you look at the Declaration of Independence. He's obstructed the administration of justice. These are just some of the complaints. I'm not going to read all of them. These are just some of the complaints of the founders that caused us to go to war and demand our independence. He's obstructed the administration of justice by refusing to assent to laws for establishing judicial powers. Okay, we've got the same thing right now. We've got a district attorney who is refusing to follow the law. The statute of limitations is gone. You can't take a federal law to revive a state law when it comes to statute of limitations. There's nothing that allows
state
that.
Court.
in state court. Exactly. You either have to charge him with a state or federal offense in state court or a federal offense in federal court. Now, you can do on civil things.
Where does the buck stop with that?
Who's
the buck that goes, "Are you crazy, man? No, you cannot do this. You will not do this. I'm where the buck stops." And
right.
I'm telling you, who is it? Is that him?
Well, and see, that's what I wanted to get into, because it's us. And here's the uncomfortable truth. And, you know, people are probably like, "Oh, CJ, you know, you're going to get in trouble for saying this." You know what? It's the truth. I'm sorry, but what recourse do you have when the entire system is jacked up and you can't rely? I've always said, there are three things that need to happen for civil war to be necessary. The first thing is you have to have a breakdown of the police state. Okay. In other words, the police have to be abusing their power, throwing political dissidents in jail for no reason whatsoever. You know, I think we're pretty
FBI
close.
And the DOJ have been weaponized.
You need to clarify when you say police state.
Yeah, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the police state, the power of throwing people in prisons, like the QAnon shaman and the Jason. I'm talking about throwing
higher political echelon.
Yes,
that's what we're talking about.
But somebody has to throw these people in jail. Okay, that's the police state. I am not saying anything good or bad about police officers. I'm talking about the police state. So once that fails, once you've got a system in which the police are just doing the bidding of whoever their masters are, whether it's banks or politicians, and they're throwing people in jail just because they're told to, even though they know it's wrong. I had a conversation when I went up to the city up north, but I drove 4 hours out of my way, well, 8 hours if you count round trip, because there was a city council up there that was not allowing people who didn't live within the city limits to speak at their meetings. A blatant violation, one of our constitutional rights under the Texas Constitution to seek redress, and of course under the federal constitution, but also Texas law. And so I had sent the city council an email, and I explained the law. I quoted it to them. I gave them the case law. "You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong." Never got a response. So I said, "Okay, I'll just show up, and I'll put it in your face." And so I got up there, and I asked the chief of police up there. I says, "Hey, did you get my email?" "Yes." "Okay, are we good?" "I think we're good." "Okay, so if the mayor tells you to arrest me like he did a couple weeks ago with the other woman that he had removed because she wasn't a citizen, you're not going to arrest me because you know that that's unlawful." "Well, if the mayor tells me to arrest you, I'm going to arrest you." I was like, "I just showed you the law. I literally just showed you the law that he can't tell you to take me out."
"And your oath is to the Constitution, not to the mayor."
"This police chief said, if the mayor tells me to arrest you, I will arrest you."
Colonel, you made this comment before. We talked about how when people get elected and swear an oath, they don't even know what they're swearing
no.
to.
That's right. Last Monday, I found the first person working in one of the representative's offices that knew what the first article of the Texas Constitution is.
We have the power.
It's the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking Section 1 of Article 1.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, and so, you know, I explained to him, I was like, "Well, I just want you to know, if you are ordered to arrest me for doing nothing other than trying to speak, which is my right to do, I'm not going to go peacefully." And he's like, "Well, you realize that it's against the law to even resist an unlawful arrest." I was like, "So you're admitting right now that you're going to unlawfully arrest me, and you're going to charge me with another crime because you unlawfully arrested me and I refused to go peacefully." Bring that back to where we are today. Now, by the way, I sat down after calling him a Nazi and reminding him of Nuremberg that the city attorney pulled him out. He comes back in. He summons me over. He's like, "Mr. Grisham, we're not going to have any problems today." So, anyway, it worked.
Somebody was reminded of the law.
That's right. Let me tell you something. Anyway.
No, I think he weighed the fact. He goes, "It ain't worth it. It's just not worth it."
That's what most of them in the situations don't seem to be able to do, is weigh it out. Is this drama worth it? Or can I just back off?
Do I really need to create a scene over CJ's 3 minutes on a microphone?
You know, that's like Sun Tzu said, you don't fight a battle just because you can win. You fight a battle because it's worth winning.
Right.
And you never fight a battle if you're going to lose straight up. You know?
Or if you don't know really the details of the battle. You're just fighting it.
What does he say? Know yourself, and you'll win 50% of the battles. Know the enemy.
You'll win 50%.
Know neither, and you'll lose every time.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you know both, you'll win all of the time.
And to bring that back, the reason I went off on that little tangent is because we are at a point where people in power have to, not only people in power, but people who have power that just don't know it, need to make a decision. The Secret Service is dedicated and tasked legally.
We'll talk about this. Yeah, we need to talk about it.
With the protection of the President of the United States.
So I'll tell you what, we're fixing to go to a break. When we come back, let's talk about really quick the procedure, what's going to happen to him, and then what can and cannot happen. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633. I got CJ Grisham is my special guest. So what?
No, and I'm going to continue on with all of that and get to the point where we wrap all of this up.
Okay. We'll be back in three. See you on the other side. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron, is the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family-owned and operated for 40 years, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759 or go to deniosfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Aaron's High Captain Adventure Radio program. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. My special guest host today, C.J. Grisham. And C.J., we're really going to line here. We had the Colonel, or I opened up with headlines. The Colonel did his constitutional segment, which fed into what you're talking about. But at this point, yes, sir.
I want to rename the program.
Uh-oh.
I want to change it to Aaron's High Cap Patriotic Adventures.
Ah. Wow.
That's so they know what we're talking about.
I'll bring it to higher and see what they say. Anyway, so we segued into this. So let me give just a layman's term, a street view of what's going on here. Trump's doing a great job with our nation and around the world, and nobody likes it because it's contrary to what they want. So from day one, they've been trying to attack him. They've got to this point where they indicted him. And I think, Tuesday they're going to try and get him, I believe it is?
Yeah, supposedly they're right now trying to coordinate for his surrender.
And I highly doubt they want to keep it unembarrassing. But Trump has two ways to go with this. Trump can be upset about what's going on, or he can consider it another badge of honor along with his two impeachments just to show, I stand for America. I'm taking the hits because if I don't take them, they're going to hit us.
Absolutely.
But okay. We have a challenge. He's a president.
All right. This is a little non-violent crime thing. And they want, basically, they would like to have an armored personnel carrier and 15 SWAT members behind in the background to make a good picture.
Well,
and
they did it in Mar-a-Lago.
Handcuff him. And,
well, here's the thing.
A guy on each arm for a misdemeanor.
And we're going to talk about the Secret Service thing, but I want to build up to that. Here's the thing. The state of New York has zero authority in the state of Florida. Without the governor's permission, there is no extradition.
And
period.
Bankruptcy law is one thing.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen.
First of all, it was a New York thing.
Yes.
Statute of limitations have ended in 2 years. They could have done it then in the 2 years. Then he's in Florida, and just like you just said now, that comes into play. It's 7 years after the, what's it called, the limitations.
But even the federal statute of limitations had expired that they're using to try and revive the state statute of limitations.
Well, they're trying to turn it into a campaign violation instead of a civil violation for paying
right.
her off. There's nothing illegal about making an agreement.
Do not be fooled. This is strictly to keep him out of the 2024 election. Anything they can do.
And that fails on its face as well, because if you believe everything, and I'm just going based off of what we know, okay?
Probably 50% of those guys would be in jail, I think.
But the allegations are that Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels, and then Donald Trump paid Michael Cohen. That's not a donation to a campaign. Whether it benefited his campaign or not, that is not a donation. That was, hey, I went and I bought you Schlotzky's. Oh, okay, here's the money for the Schlotzky's that you bought for me. That's really all that is. It's no different than someone going and buying you some chicken. All right? And so the idea that this is even a campaign issue is just laughable.
It's more like ground beef, man.
Yeah.
But it makes good press.
It does. And you've got this prosecutor, him and Letitia James, who they campaigned on this before they even saw a shred of evidence.
Bias.
Yes. They had. They just knew, we're going to indict Trump. Now, I don't know what we're going to indict him on, but by God, that was the campaign. We're going to indict Trump, and we're going to put his butt in jail. And we'll figure out what that is that we're going to charge him with later. That's the first problem. The second thing is the feds have declined, and also former prosecutors declined. This is all political, and
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
I hate to interrupt, but I don't really, because I want to ask a question. Does any of this, if it does get, I know it's not going to, but if it ever did get convicted, that throws him out of the race, doesn't it?
No,
not at all.
I thought there's a felony count.
No. Even if he's a felon, he can run for
office.
That's
not in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, you learn stuff on this show.
That's not nothing. Either.
You can only be.
How many of these guys have been reelected or elected to Congress that have been in jail when they were reelected dead?
And for the president, the Constitution only discusses how a president can be removed from office, which is high crimes and misdemeanors. That doesn't say that you're forbidden forever from being able to run for Congress. So he could literally be a guy that murders people, gets out 20 years later, and he could run for president and theoretically be a president who was convicted of murder.
Who was the mayor of D.C.?
Bowser?
Cocaine some years ago.
Wasn't it Marion?
Yeah.
No, it was
Marion Barry.
Barry. Yeah.
Not Bowser, Barry.
God bless America, right?
Yeah. Then you've got so you've got this issue of the feds declining, the former DA declining, and then I don't know if you've seen this. Did you see the video of the grand juror, the lady that did the interview? She was like one of the grand jury members.
No.
So she goes on and she's being interviewed. I think it's by Good Morning America or one of those morning programs.
Is it illegal to discuss what's going on in a grand jury?
To discuss details. Now, what she said, what she went in there and she's like, I'm just looking forward to this opportunity to get the president, you know, getting President Donald Trump before me. And I get to look at him in the face and ask him if he's going to tell the truth. And she's laughing about this. And she's talking about the fact that she can't wait.
Grand jury doesn't get to do that.
Yeah. Well, when you do a grand jury, you have to not to the president. Obviously, she's not going to get the president in front of her. But this was the mentality of the grand jury. And one person was stupid enough to actually expose that. Now, it's going to be great for Donald Trump. But here's what I'm you get all of this stuff. Then we get back to the Secret Service issue. I am a law and order guy. When the justice system is being right. But when you go back and you look at the Declaration of Independence and you start talking about or start looking at what was it that caused rational men to do irrational things, he's made judges depending on his will alone. That's exactly what we've got here is we've got judges and we've got prosecutors who are dependent on the will of the Democrat apparatus. Of
party.
The party. That's when it says his will. That's the interpretation modern today. It's not King James or King George. It's now the Democrat Party.
How did I know what you meant? You looked at me and I'm like, what's wrong? I know what you're talking about.
He's erected a multitude of new offices and has sent swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. This was another complaint. What do you think is happening right now? We got 87,000 new IRS agents. We've got these people now that are accusing Trump of something that, okay, did he do it? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't care. Let's just for the sake of argument say Trump is guilty or would have been guilty had he been charged in a timely fashion. So what? That has nothing to do with today. And so, you know, my thoughts are, this is where I start getting conflicted because I believe in the rule of law. But when you know for a fact that the rule of law is not going to help you, and this is where I tell people, we need to wait first. Let the pretrial issues go through. First of all, I would not hold it against Trump if he just stayed in Florida and said, I ain't going anywhere.
And DeSantis has said they're not coming to get him.
Yeah.
And the Constitution only mentions extradition in terms of mandatory for bankruptcy.
Right. And it's just, see, this is where I'm kind of torn because on one hand, you know, I'm in the legal system and I want to believe that it can work. And I think that it can through the process, but that's going to take millions and years, and at some point, we've got to recognize that it shouldn't even have to get to that point.
Whether you like Trump or not, if he goes up there and gets booked, can you look at it as though this is good for the public knowledge, it's good for the debate, it's good for the hypocrisy to show people, or is it not enough, what I just said, to outweigh the negativeness of it? What do you think?
That's just it. And this is where I'm really torn on what I would do. I would think I'd want to fight, but then again, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to win this. The law is on my side. Yes, it's going to suck because here's the difference between whether it was me or whether it was Trump. Trump can afford this fight, right? I mean, it still hurts him and it takes a hit on his pocketbook. Trump can afford to go there and work the system. Most people cannot afford that. If that were me that were in that situation, I would be like, I can't afford, you know what? I'm just going to go to arms.
But that's my point. Okay, wait a minute. Pause on that. But that was my point about Trump going up there. Is it better for, because he's fighting for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, America, God bless America, is he the guy in the post who says, the reason they're after me, they want you, but I'm in the way.
Yes, so exactly.
That concept idea, is he going to stand up and fight for America in that respect? Is that the way to do it?
And that's the right way to do it. The right way to do it is to go up there. But what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying, again, I'm talking very, I'm talking rhetorically, okay? I'm not talking about, I'm giving you all the options. I'm not saying I necessarily support one or the other, even when I say I would do it this way. Because there are so many things that have to be put in place. When I say go to arms, I don't mean I'm just going to start shooting at people. What I'm saying is, when a corrupt government, look at Randy Weaver. Look at what happened in Waco. There were ways they could have done that without violence. But if you come at me with violence over something like this, I'm probably going to be violent on the way back. And at some point, we've got to recognize that we've got to put a stop to it at the beginning.
You said it way in the beginning. There's no way to tell who your enemy is.
Yes.
You can't. There's just no way. One, nobody wants it. And two, who? And three, how? And four, where? I know why.
Yeah.
Am I?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Thank you, girl. Thank you, Shelly.
It's relaying around.
This is a very obviously sensitive situation.
And it's complicated. That's the thing. It's not as easy as the left wants it. It's not as easy as the right
and
wants it.
And a lot of it, darn it, is because of apathy.
Yes.
It's because of ignorance. And that is why the colonel comes on here and talks constitutional. That's why I get my spokes like CJ on here to add to it in his aspect of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we all woke up to the truth, this wouldn't happen.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown. 3 years you're with me, Colonel. 3 years. It's been a pleasure to know you.
And you don't look a day over four.
You've done incredible things. You've got a great listening base, following, and I thank you very much for being part of the show. CJ Grisham, another one of my seasoned spokes, known you for quite a while now too, CJ, and you're consistent. Consistently out there for freedom and justice. Excuse me. And everybody else that's on the program, I just can't thank you enough for being on. So, CJ, let's continue on with where we left off.
Right.
Recap 30 seconds, and then we'll go into it.
So, you know, I brought up all the issues that we have with this, and I want to circle back to...
Don't you dare say that. Peppermint Patty, no. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'd rather have Peppermint Patty back.
True. To this idea of what the purpose of the Secret Service is, and that is to protect the president. There... Look, even the left is admitting that this is a political hack attack.
Dershowitz,
you've Jonathan got Turley. Yes, you've got problems. And what the Secret Service needs to understand, and I hope they understand, is that you don't work for the state of New York. You work for the people of the United States, and your task, your job, your goal is to keep away anyone. That's a quote.
Now, listen, I'm cutting you off again just to back you up by saying Dan Bongino. I was listening to him. Secret Service, four presidents, the whole works. He knows. He goes, there's no way, man. Their job. And he read all the laws. There's no way they're going to get around the president because the Secret Service got to protect him.
Well, here's the thing. There's no way they should get around the Secret Service. Now, the good news is, and this is what I'm kind of happy about, and this is what I think speaks better of Trump than it would me, because I honestly don't know how I would handle this personally. But Trump is going to throw himself into, you know, he's going to put on that crown.
Crown of thorns?
That crown of thorns, and he's gonna bear that cross. And I'm not saying Trump is God or Christ or anything like that. I'm talking about he's taking on the burdens of us, the American people. He's taking the slings and the arrows and all that stuff. I'm glad that he's doing it that way. First of all, the Secret Service doesn't have to make this decision. But there's some aspect of me that really wishes I'd like to know what the Secret Service would do. You know, where are we as a country that...
Well, you're going to find out shortly.
We're about to find out. And look, I'll even boil this down really quick, and then we can go to questions and answers and stuff. Or I don't think this is going anywhere. This is going to get tossed out. I think even at the trial level, we're in the pretrial phase. Trump is going to go there. He's going to see, look, I disagree with this, but by golly, I believe in the rule of law. And
that's what I meant about being good for the nation.
Yeah, I believe in the rule of law. I'm going to turn myself in. Yes, they're going to smear my picture all over the place. I hope Trump smiles. I hope he's got a great smile.
I thought about that. Will he smile or will he have that Trump stoic?
I hope he has a really good, because you look at every one of my booking photos, I am just giddy as can be. Because I know that I did nothing wrong, and if my pictures are going to get out there, I want them to see that I am not afraid. And I think Trump should do the same thing, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. But I legally, this is going to get thrown out on summary judgment. Not even summary judgment. I think it's just going to get thrown out on the fact that they can't allege any of the elements of these
crimes. How long would that procedure take, in your opinion?
It really is up to the... I think in this case, it'd probably be pretty quick. Because of who it is.
What's a Democrat judge, though?
It doesn't matter. Even a Democrat judge doesn't want to be overturned.
Are they doing this, in your opinion, because they know they're going to lose? They just know it. Are they doing this in the opinion of, if I can plant the seed in more people's heads that this guy's a crook, maybe they won't vote for him?
That is what this is about. This is about the culture war, not about the legal war.
The seriousness of the charge.
Exactly. And all they want, they've already achieved their objective. Whether they win or lose in court, it doesn't not matter. All they want is something that the Democrats can use in their presidential campaign commercials. Impeached and indicted former president, Donald Trump.
They painted themselves in a corner, though, because here you got Bragg indicting him, and now he's got to stand on his own two feet and say, oh, I'm going to stand my ground.
Right.
But he's seeing the heat he's getting from the left. So it's like Trump says, this is going to backfire on them majorly. So I think he should go through it. And it's easy for me to say because I ain't him. But because I know this guy, and I don't know him like, hey, Don, how you doing? Knowing him because I watch him for the last 40 years, and I've seen what he said, and he's consistent, he's probably going to go, hey, this is it. This is my destiny in life. My destiny in life is God bless America. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the Rona Barretts of the world and look up the interviews with Trump, he says the same darn thing. Oprah Winfrey interviewed him. Same thing. And they all loved him. But now, because everybody's in this upper clique and he's busting the walls out, they're freaking out and they're trying to suppress him.
You know, and the colonel talked earlier about the fact that, you know, we live in a country where you can't have a tyranny of the majority. And what I want people to understand and why it's so important that people vote, and I understand also why people feel like it's useless. And I will agree with you that at the federal level, your vote means jack. Okay? But the federal level is not what's important. What's important is what's happening outside your door. Because that local and county government has more control over you and your property than the federal government ever will. Now, they're going to continue to try and take that power. But if you're not voting, think about this. An average election, you get about 4% of voters. Now, recently, it's been upwards of 7% just because of the names involved. You know, Trump and trying to get rid of Trump. So that garnered a lot of support. But even when you factor all of that in, you're talking 7% at most.
CJ, you're saying that the national level, the vote doesn't count. It's got to count, but and it can count if it's like,
it only matters who counts the votes and how.
I know, but we got a cheat going on. So, like Diamond and Silk would always say, you got to outvote the cheat.
Okay, and right. That takes over 50% of the votes.
Well, and here's the problem: you can't. If we have a problem in Texas with voting, it's a centralized local problem that we can solve in Texas. But when the problem is California or Illinois or Arizona or Wisconsin or Georgia, when that's where the problem is, but it still affects Texans, there's nothing we can do. But we can fix Texas. And, you know, we've got some good politicians and good bills that are trying to keep the federal government at bay.
And Katie Lake's doing a darn good job in Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, I want to, you know, I guess for the purpose of, the Facebook group, but try to visualize this with me, a giant beach ball. That giant beach ball is the population of the United States. Now you take that beach ball and maybe put a softball inside of it. Softball is a little bit bigger than a baseball. Those are the people who actually vote.
And out of that,
you're only looking for a majority, which is about a golf ball.
Right, exactly.
And so a golf ball size...
That's terrible.
A golf ball-sized group of people are who is controlling everyone. And so at the state level, this matters. People win elections at the local level by 1, 10, 20 votes.
All right, here's the conspiratorial three-headed Matt talking. There's probably about 3,000 people that run this planet. Those 3,000 people are supported probably
by... But they're not in government. They're above
the government. But they've got probably about 30,000 to 50,000 minions who do their work.
And
what a small group of people to be controlling 7 billion people.
And here's what you just said goes back to our Declaration of Independence again. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. The WHO, the UN.
The CFR,
all of these things.
Klaus Schwab.
Go and read, print it off.
Print off
a copy of the Declaration of Independence, grab a highlighter, go through it, and apply those things to the modern day and see how close we are to another 1776.
Look at paragraph 2 of the Declaration of why governments are instituted among men to secure the liberties that they announced. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and others.
And when they don't do that, the Declaration of Independence described what is our duty. Our duty is to throw off such government. Now, when you throw something off, that's not, I guess I'll wait till the next election and I'll just vote. Did our founders vote to get rid of King George?
Jefferson is very clear. He says it's a long list.
Yes.
Long list. You just don't do it
drop
of a hat.
We didn't start. There's still discussion about who shot first. But the majority thing was that when we met them, the British started the war. And that'll be the same way it is this time. The first shots will be fired by the government. And they kind of did this with the J6ers. All right. So we have issues right there. And Congress is accountable for the D.C. government.
And it's it's the same thing. Look at what happened in Waco. The government shot first. David Koresh went for a run every single morning. They could have grabbed him at any time. They didn't want David Koresh. They wanted to make a point. They wanted to suppress an uprising. Somebody who did not like or did not think that they had to worry about government interference in their lives. That has nothing to do with what the allegations were, okay? They could have proven the allegations without burning and murdering a bunch of children and women. It's the fact of the matter is they could have grabbed him at any particular time. When I was in Intel, we did reconnaissance. If we had a target, we watched our target, and then we took a moment of opportunity when he was weak.
You don't do it when it's the hardest. You do it when it's easy. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. We're going to finish up the second hour of the program, this segment, and then we got another hour to go. And I've got C.J. Grisham, my special guest host today. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, is my wingman. And I've got some headlines here, guys. Let's talk about these headlines. And we touched on it in the beginning, opening segment. Pelosi inverts American justice system. Trump has the right to prove innocence. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Words mean things. I'm a licensed to carry instructor for the state of Texas. Penal code, law. There's very few penal codes that are black and white. I think the only black and white penal code I can think of is 30-5, 30-6, 30-7. Because it is what it is. It has nothing to do with reasonableness. Because we all know what I may think is reasonable, you don't think is reasonable. So here she perverses. What is the actual clarity of the words, CJ, when it comes to what she's trying to say? Trump has the right to prove innocence. That's incorrect. What's the proper way to say that?
Innocent unless proven guilty.
Unless. Not innocent until proven guilty, which they're doing to Trump. One thing after another. Mueller report. Russia, Russia, Russia. All this kind of stuff. That didn't
accusation
work.
After accusation.
You are proven. You are innocent unless it's been proven that you're guilty. You're not innocent until we can prove you're guilty. That sounds corrupt, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Words mean things. For Pelosi, the former House Speaker, placed a burden of proof in legal cases on defendants, saying that everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Look, this woman, you know, I start to think, is she a dingbat or is she really smart and purposefully flipping it around?
First of all, she's a dingbat. She has no idea. I can't believe this woman was the Speaker of the House, the second or the third in line to the presidency, and doesn't understand. Now, granted, she never went to law school. She's been a politician literally her entire life. Look, she's on her 19th term, 38 years in Congress.
It's because she goes, yes, yes, I'm willing to submit.
If it's 19 terms times 2, 38, right?
Yes.
Isn't it basically?
I went
it doesn't
to law.
Matter, guys.
Well,
it doesn't
I went
matter.
To I went to law school because I'm bad at math.
Okay, so. This doesn't matter. The bottom line is, she goes, "Yes, masters.
Yes,
I am willing to submit. Very good, faithful servant Pelosi. We will keep you in this position and elevate you because you're so obedient. That's what it is.
And here's the thing: not only is she a dingbat, but the people that listen to her are bigger dingbats. And they're going to see this and they're going to be like, yeah, he has to prove himself innocent. Instead of recognizing what our system of justice is based on. There's something called Blackstone's ratio.
Wait a minute. Are they dingbats or do they just give it up and submit? They know what's going on. They know the truth, but they said, I sold my soul.
Yeah. And Blackstone's ratio is it is better that 9 guilty people go free than 1 innocent person get incarcerated or punished for a crime he didn't commit. And this flips that around. It is better that 9 innocent people are incarcerated to get to that
then
one
Trump
guilty person.
Get away.
Then Trump get away.
January
yeah.
6th. Let's see.
Well, the shaman's been released, by the way.
He has. As a matter of fact,
he hasn't been exonerated, but he got an early release.
And I just put up the video of him. He's already out on the street again with his signs and his...
I was just about to say they probably let him go because he'll probably do something again that they can use for fodder.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to set something up. I mean, heck, they already set him up. On January 6th. So, of course, they're just going to set him up for something else.
Now, and they suppressed that video that showed that the police were escorting him and showing him where the areas were. And it was really funny. And then they got the pictures of the people walking between the corridors. You know, this is really violent. And picking up brochures.
Yeah.
Souvenir brochures.
Now, there were definitely some violent people. But to borrow a Democrat phrase, it was a mostly peaceful protest.
All right, let's go to the next one. Dershowitz, the left will stretch the Constitution, destroy the Constitution to prevent Trump from running for president. Friday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel, Tucker Carlson Tonight, Alan Dershowitz argued that the left would do anything to prevent the former Donald Trump, former president, from winning the presidency again. He said those on the left engaging in this behavior were no longer liberals but radicals. And that guy's liberal.
Yeah, and this, again, it's like, all the Second Amendment stuff, all the weapons confiscation is because the United Nations, a socialist organization, wants a monopoly on power. They're not against guns. They want a monopoly on power so they can force peace. Only the victor can enforce peace.
And I want to make a recommendation to our listeners and to those that are watching this after the fact. Write down today, when this is over, pay attention to us for right now. But when this is over, I want you to sit down and type or write something out about what's going on right now in your life. The fact that a president was indicted. What were you doing? What are your thoughts? How do you feel right now? Why am I saying this? Because that moment right there, the fact that the president was indicted, is going to be from now on in every single American history book from here on out. And your grandkids one day are going to come, hey, do you remember this is President Trump getting indicted? What was that about? And you can pull out your journal and go, you know what? Here's the truth that this book isn't telling you.
The myth and the monuments belong to the victor.
Yeah.
And they will rewrite history any way they want to.
Let me read a quote from this article from Alan Dershowitz. It says, first of all, I just got a tweet or a note from Donald Trump himself in which he endorsed my book, urges everybody to read it. But he says, Alan enjoys saying, I didn't vote for Trump. I believe he probably did. He just uses the phrase for added credibility, but it doesn't matter. He's a brilliant guy and should read his and you should read his book. This is Trump speaking about him. Now, I didn't. I never mix politics with constitutional analysis. Get Trump is a book about lying. It's all about lying. It's about the four lies that have resulted in four investigations, including doctoring and tape, which is, of course, what the January 6th committee did when it left out the words peacefully and patriotically. It's about Michael Cohen, who may have had the world's biggest, maybe the world's biggest liar. He gets all the Pinocchios, and the district attorney is making a very hard decision out. Does he put his bar at risk? His bar certificate at risk by putting on the stand the man he knows is going to lie in violation of the rules of ethics, he said. So it's all about lying. My book, Get Trump, documents lie after lie, Dershowitz added. The left, the so-called liberals, they're not liberals, they're radicals. Nobody will do anything. Stretch the Constitution, destroy the Constitution to prevent Trump from running for president. That man, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, even the word liberal has been bastardized by the left because, you know, we... Every constitution in the world was brought about by liberals. You know, classical liberalism. Classical liberalism is dead. The current liberalism is progressivism, it's communism, it's socialism. That's why I've tried very hard just to start saying leftists instead of liberals, because in a sense, I'm a classical liberal. I believe in these constitutional principles. And if you look at history, it was liberalism that brought us away from monarchies and away from these duopolies and stuff that created constitutional republics.
One of the things in the Communist Manifesto is changing the words.
Yes.
Right? Changing...
the meanings of words.
Meanings of words.
That's the dialectic.
Dialectic.
That's the thing. Nothing means anything except what you determine it means right now. And that's the socialist deal. And that's the reason they always fail, because you cannot have business and contract law when everybody's lying.
The only good thing about living in today's society is if I want to get something, I just have to identify as an oppressed class to get it.
Okay, Colonel, I got 3 minutes. Let me do this one article, then do your announcements, okay? Trump says he has a plan to solve the UK... You know, I don't even know if I want to do this now. I want to talk about this, but we'll hit it real quick. Trump says he has a plan to solve Ukraine war in 24 hours if reelected. This opens up a big conversation of what's he got under his sleeve. I know Trump can do it. He's got connections, and people know around the world that what he says, he does.
This is very easy, okay. Matt.
Save it for after the hour. Save it for the after hour.
Oh.
Colonel, go to your announcements.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry.
I want people get you during the break here. You can listen to the commercials and get your pencil and paper ready, because I'm going to be giving you some things to look up. But today, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be on the overpass between Cracker Barrel and Home Depot there. It's the HK Southwest, HK Dodge and Loop on the north side, and a group of people. We have our Trump flags and our American flags and our Gadsden flag and the Texas flag. And we're going to make a little notice for the people that are driving by to remind them that this is a free country for peaceful revolution. Peaceful demonstrations, revolution.
Well, a peaceful revolution. I'm good with that, too.
And there's also a group that's going to put out a T-shirt with the mugshots on it as soon as the mugshots are released. So you can pre-order your shirt You can just have to look it up online. And then when they get the mugshot, why, you'll have your T-shirt very shortly.
The Darth Texan might make an appearance.
The who?
The Darth Texan.
Darth Texan. Okay.
So you don't have to come to Temple to demonstrate. Go to any overpass or street corner and just make yourself seen. Wave the American flag and the Trump flag. And
can I have my F. Biden flag?
Demonstrate peacefully.
My F. Biden flag, is that okay?
It sure is.
Okay, excellent.
You can't breathe it anyway.
If you had to give the flavor of an ice cream to best describe your thoughts about the person who occupies the Oval Office, Biden, what would it be?
A flavor of ice cream?
Flavor of ice cream.
Tutti Frutti?
I think it's more like toilet bowl cleaner and chalky chip.
Wow.
Wow. Heavy on the toilet bowl cleaner.
All right, we're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, we've got more coming up. We'll see you in a little bit.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Tony Matt, your host. The Wagon Wheel Hub has just gotten another season spoke in the studio. Surprise visit. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, in the studio. It's the Colonel's 3-year anniversary with me, doing his constitutional thing on the program here, and she wanted to celebrate that too. So, Christine, how you doing? It's good to see you here.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you. It's my sort of 1-year anniversary too. And we'll focus on the Colonel.
It's amazing. I am blessed to be in the presence of excellence. It's great. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting on 105.1 FM, 98.5 FM as well. Actually, to tell you straight, on 98.5 FM, the third hour is preempted. I'm working on it. Okay. Working on it. I know the owner. We'll see what we can do. If you want to be on the show, though, give me a call or check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. The program will be put in a podcast form. You can find it at Podbean, Apple, Spotify, or go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and it's usually up there in a replay form sooner than later. And you can check it out, fast forward to a spot that you want to re-listen to. And also in the middle of the page is a donation button. If you feel led to donate, I won't stop you. And it would be appreciated to help support the program. Thank all the sponsors and all the people who donate. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I've got hundreds of videos there. Like me on Facebook. I'm 29 people away from 1,000. Can you help me out? Can you help a poor guy out? Give a guy 29 likes. Let's break the 1,000 mark. I'm at 971.
On YouTube or?
Facebook.
Facebook. We'll fix that today.
Very good. Thank you. And subscribe to the YouTube channel.
That's right.
Fix that too. All right. Now, I want to go back to this headline because it opens up the door to a big conversation. Trump says he has a plan to solve Ukraine war in 24 hours if reelected. Let's go back in history, shall we? Korea. The leader of Korea is causing problems. I saw an interview with Tucker Carlson with Trump about the Korean situation. And from what I gathered was the North Korean leader calls, talks to Trump, says, I got the red button, I got button, I got button. And Trump basically says, listen, man, I got a button too. It's bigger and it works. Don't mess with me. And they had a relationship. And then when Trump went to Korea that one time, he brought a DVD of what the Korean Peninsula would look like with condominiums on the ocean front. Those two guys got along. Not a problem.
And he just walked right across the DMZ and shook hands.
That's it. How about the other three peace agreements? And I can't remember all the countries. It was Saudi Arabia with Israel. Was it Chad? Chad was the other one?
No, I don't even remember now.
There's three peace agreements that President Trump does with Israel. He was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And now he talks about...
But Obama was given the Peace Prize before he was ever voted into office.
And it
was within the 30 days he was in office, I think.
Yeah.
So here the headline reads, Trump says he has a plan to solve Ukraine war in 24 hours if reelected. One, question number one, do you think he can do it? Question number two, what do you think the plan is? I'll stop there.
Very easy. The plan is, once he gets elected, Russia's going to go, oh, expletive, we better pull out now. Trump doesn't have to do anything. That's the brilliance of that statement. Within 24 hours, Putin is already going to be like, oh, Trump is president? Oh, crap.
Sounds like a Jimmy Carter
hostage.
This
is like Jimmy Carter hostage situation. Exactly. Go. Ronald Reagan.
Just gave away
peace through strength.
Day after, not even the day after he gets elected, upon getting elected, the hostages of Iran were released because Reagan goes, we're not playing this game. I'm telling you, we're not playing this game. So it was pretty good. But what do you? So you're saying that's his plan, just based on credibility from past events?
I think that's probably the plan that Trump has. Is the mere fact that he gets elected is how he's going to solve that problem. Just getting elected is solving the problem, because look at what happened while he was. North Korea wasn't shooting as many missiles as they used to. China was being held back and held accountable, but we also still had those relationships. You know, it's okay for you not to agree with your neighbor, as long as your neighbor and you can both help each other by, you know, mowing along that edge. You don't have to like each other. You just got to respect each other and recognize that, okay, well, if I do go next door and start problems, that guy's going to knock me down.
Well, I disagree just a little bit on this thing, but the fact that we have antagonized Russia, we have pushed NATO right up to their border. Mm-hmm. We're talking about their warm water port down on the Black Sea that Russia wants in the little town, little country down there. And we are talking about putting people down there. So this is, we have done a lot to antagonize them. I think we are trying to stir up World War III, your Biden administration.
Can we pause what you're saying right now and let's go back one country, Ukraine, because I know where you're going. And let's talk about the Ukraine, because I know what you're saying. I agree. But if we go to Ukraine, why is Ukraine so important? Because Trump wants to end it, but Biden wants to feed it. What's the deal there? And I know you know the answer.
Okay, well, they want one world socialist government. That's the reason we had World War II. FDR started World War II to make us more flexible. And the only way he could do that was to have some kind of a surprise attack or something. So they did everything they could to antagonize Japan. They moved the fleet from San Diego out to Pearl Harbor to make it accessible. They lined up all the battleships to make a target. I feel sorry for Japan in a way because they were set up. Now, they were doing some awful stuff in China and what have you. But we forced the issue by cutting off their oil and all these things. So it's a big deal.
Why do we care about Ukraine? Why do we have to put boots on the ground, equipment on the ground? Why do we have to do that for Ukraine? What's the importance of Ukraine?
Well, it's a breadbasket of Europe, or it's a breadbasket of the world in one way.
Well, isn't Biden associated with Ukraine with
He's got
dirty
big money
deeds
in the petroleum deal.
Okay.
And his kid.
Is there something there that if Ukraine is taken over that can be brought to light?
Well, we also had our drug. When we signed the treaty that we would not be involved in biologic warfare, we farmed out a bunch of stuff. Our government is not pristine clean. It is one of the most corrupt organizations you could ever see. And Dinesh D'Souza, when they locked him up for campaign contribution, excessive or being a collator, he found out how the mob runs a stick. Or a gimmick. You know, the insurance company, they go to the handicapped person and get them to make out a life insurance policy to this company or to this charity. The mob owns the charity, and then about 6 weeks after they get the policy, they've had to fall down the stairway. So they never give up the stick. That was another thing. Even when you confront the socialist and show that they're lying, they will keep right on lying. Look at the vaccine thing. The WHO has even said that you shouldn't vaccinate kids now, but the CDC is still pushing it. They don't care. They don't care about the truth.
I did an interview yesterday on my YouTube channel, and it's Dr. Eric Henson, and his medical license was suspended because of the fact that he refused to go along with this mask mandate stuff. And I forgot what my point was.
It happens to me all the time. It's called seasoned brain.
You said something that brought that to mind.
I'll tell you what. I want to get back to this. Trump says he has a plan to solve the Ukraine war. Let me read this here. I'll read four short paragraphs. Former President Trump, in a new Monday night interview on Fox News, declared he would solve the Russian-Ukraine war within 24 hours if elected president. His words came following his kickoff campaign for 2020 White House bid in Waco, which we all know about and Colonel went to. He told a crowd of many thousands, did you hear this, Colonel? I will prevent World War III, which we're heading into, and was met with widespread applause. But in his Monday appearance on the Sean Hannity Show, Trump explained, if it's not solved, I will have it solved in 24 hours with Zelensky and Putin. He continued, Trump continued in the interview, and there's a very easy negotiation to take place, but I don't want to tell you what it is because then I can't use that negotiation. And you never do that. And look, we're going to attack you at Sunday, 5 o'clock. Great. Have the reporters there and have all my people killed. Yeah, of course you don't say that. Then, but it's very easy negotiation to take place. I will have it solved within one day, a peace between them. Now, that's a year and a half. That's a long time. I can't imagine something not happening. Trump added, and from there he weighed in on how he sees the war going for Ukraine at the moment, which is likely to cause anger among Kyiv officials. Quote, The key is the war has to stop now because Ukraine is being obliterated. So
yes. All of their infrastructure is being destroyed. And, of course, the liberals have Blackwater, a big company that's going to rebuild the Ukraine and suck up billions of dollars of federal aid, unconstitutional, unappropriated money, and distribute it as kickbacks.
You know what's interesting is you go on, especially Twitter, and you look at all these leftists, and they've all got the Ukraine flag as their profile picture. I don't understand the left. I do not understand the left at all. That they support this fighting like that.
You ever seen these videos where somebody comes up on the street? I know I got a few seconds where they ask questions like, "What's the capital of the United States?" And they go, "I don't know. Is it London?"
I love those.
Oh my gosh! We'll be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. I blame you for a mouthful of food.
She looks good.
Well, while you're swallowing here, really.
Thank you.
That came out wrong. if
that's what she said.
If you go to my channel really quick, because we are in the legislative session, I did a quick video. It's called Bills to be Committee Hearing on April 3rd. There's some bills coming up that you really need to pay attention to. And I did a video showing how you can register. If you can't make it to Austin, how you can register to have your voice heard from the comfort of your own home on each and every bill in each and every committee. So go there. It's one of the last. It's bills to be heard in committee. Watch that video, and I give you a tutorial on how to register comments on for or against bills.
Okay. Okay. I got a call. What? No. Just go ahead. Put them on.
No. I hung up on
them.
Oh. It was a recorded message.
For Nikki Haley.
You said Nikki Haley. I was like, uh-oh.
No. Nikki Haley needs to go home, go away, go into Iraq. She's worthless. I don't even want nothing to do with her.
You think who is that congressman that lied to get elected? George?
Which one?
The one in New York. But AOC? He's a Republican.
Girl? Woman?
A guy.
Oh, that guy. I
don't know why. George something.
Whatever,
anyway,
whatever.
My phone is ringing, and it's got this guy's name on it, and I'm like, what the heck? So I answered the phone, and it's a guy. He's a New York congressman. It was actually him, and he confirmed it through his official social media channel.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Yeah, go ahead.
And so when I get stuff like that now, it's why is a New York congressman? And it was a gun issue. He had questions about a gun issue.
Yeah.
But anyway,
look, I got a headline here. Elon Musk, Apple co-founder. Other tech experts call for pause on giant AI experiments, says dangerous race. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this going, AI?
You know, in some ways...
Terminator.
Yeah,
Skynet.
True.
Exactly.
Skynet.
In some ways, this AI... Yeah, Skynet is the perfect. It is a good thing. And I'll tell you, in the legal field, if it were used... See, here's the problem. You just can't trust people with AI. That's really the problem. AI can be a great thing.
Of course,
it can. If we were to integrate AI into the legal field, we could solve or at least become much more efficient in drafting notices, looking up case law. You know, imagine if a court could just say, "All right, well, you know, you type into AI the issue, and it comes back and says, well, here's why this charge should be thrown out." You know, here's the law, here's the case law, here's
where the human element.
And then the human element could go and relook it up. But my gosh, it would solve so many problems. The problem is, and other studies have come out saying that they did studies already that are coming out that this, like ChatGPT and all this AI stuff is very, it's only as good as the people who program it.
That's right. That's right. So, but then if it gets smart, it gets smart on its own.
Right.
It's also pulling data that's been put out there, as we were talking about, you know, the history books, how they're going to be rewritten.
So well, that's where the smartness comes in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pulling bad history and giving you bad answers.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
Christine, you.
You
brought up Skynet, okay? And where was I going with this? Skynet takes over, it gets real smart. I lost my train of thought. Never mind. Skip it.
I'll be back.
Oh, it was good, too. Darn it. Okay, so AI... Artificial intelligence, but it is good. Artificial intelligence is good to a certain point. But then when they take over, how will that happen? Will it just like get too smart for its own good and then just say, we're going
to
shut you down?
They already follow Asimov's three rules of robotics, which I was hoping someone would jump in and say, oh, I know what that is.
No,
but
I don't.
You know,
we're waiting on you to say it.
Okay, well, we got
to
Google it. But it's, you know... Thank you. Look it up there, Shelby.
I only know the three rules that my wife has given me about doing dishes. And I'm not even good at those three rules.
Well, maybe there's a ChatGPT answer for that.
Like, no scrub brushes on the pots.
You know, they do have a robot that's learned how to, an AI robot, he can escape from his confines and get out of the thing. They found him, you know, going down the street. So it does have issues. But we need to teach these AI Christianity because... then the life would be good under AI because
yes.
They would love one another other than being the rules of the jungle and killing each other.
So here's Asimov's three rules of robotics. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm.
iRobot.
A robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where RoboCop. Such orders would conflict with the first law.
RoboCop.
A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
I know what I was going to tell you. You mentioned Skynet, okay? Movies. Stop laughing at me. Movies. And I was having this conversation with the colonel earlier before the program started, how back in the early 1900s, I think it was 1905, 1906 when I saw this article, the J.P. Morgans of the world and the media outlets and Hollywood, they all worked together. So the question is Skynet an imaginary thing which was then turned into reality? Or was it reality that was put into movie form? So what came first, the chicken or the egg? You get where I'm going with this?
A little bit.
How far back does this go? Look, the space shuttle was Braun. What was his name? Werner von Braun. His idea was a space shuttle in the 30s, and we just did it in the 80s. So who's to say if this 1905, 1910, early 1900 article that says Hollywood, the military, the news media, the banking system are all working together. Who's to say they don't say, hey, let's put this out there because there's this code. There's this code that says, you know, we're going to torment the people, but we got to let them know because that's kind of like a silly, giggly thing. We got to let them know. Hey, we just put it out there. Are you smart enough to figure it out? And we're going to screw you over. Okay.
Sorry about that. I was watching the QAnon Shaman getting released and back on the streets.
Set up for another escapade. Oh, let's go. This is great. This is heartwarming. We'll put this one with this. Okay, we have sick TV exposes panel of children to naked trans people. Did you hear that? Let me read it. Let me say it a little slower. The first word in the article is sick! Exclamation point. Then it goes, TV show exposes panel of children to naked trans people.
Where are the parents of these children?
They're the people that are advocating.
If you haven't seen it, I'm gonna tell you what happens so you don't have to go and look at it.
This is the Dutch, though. I want to be clear, it's in Dutch, but it doesn't matter. What happens there is going to come here.
Yeah. So they bring these group of so-called transgender people up on a stage, and they start out wearing clothes. And the idea is to get these kids to identify, okay, you know, are you looking at a man or are you looking at a woman? And the point of this is to get kids to recognize that it's okay to be transgender. This is all brainwashing, right? Mm-hmm. So the kids all decide, okay, man, woman, 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 man, man. And then they drop all their clothes except for underwear. So
well, it depends. A woman who's got breasts.
The breasts are out there. I'm talking about the underwear. I'm talking
and
the pants.
The genital is showing because the pictures are showing them screened out.
Well, that's just because they were skimpy. I saw the unedited thing. They did cover up the vag and the peewee. So,
the hoo-ha.
And that's what they... And so then they dropped all this stuff, and now they're showing these kids a man with fake breasts and women who have got these giant scars across their chest trying to look like men. It's just...
Sick.
It's just sick.
Let's go back 20 years. Let's just go back 20 years before all this started. I want you to think back and reflect. Would you even conceive that? Let a child grow up to be a child into adult. The law says 18, okay. I still think that's too young for certain things, but it's okay. The law is that, and the Constitution's perfect, because if we don't like it and we can convince enough people, we'll change the law to 21 maybe. Okay, but right now it's 18. But you people who are involved with this want to jack with children of innocence and pervert their minds and pollute it. And I use this analogy, and I've said this before many a times. I used to teach Bible study to kids, believe it or not. I can't believe it. I look in the mirror, I go, I. But
where'd that guy go?
No, I still have my binder, and in my binder is one of my tools.
I still think you're a God-fearing man.
And one of the tools I had was a garbage bag that was immediately taken out of the box, vacuum sealed, packed, the whole works. Perfectly sealed, small little thing, but it opens up into this huge 30-gallon or 55-gallon garbage bag. And I had a second one, and I would show, look, this is your brain. This garbage bag that comes out of the box with no air in it, hasn't been opened, is your brain. It's virgin. But I take that bag, open it up, and snap it. And all the air gets into it, ready to put into the garbage can. I challenge you, without use of machines, to fold it back up to its original state. It will never happen. So you have these children with garbage bags out of the box, and you perverts, pedophiles, sick people, whack jobs, the whole works, want to open up these children's minds, snapping that garbage bag open to pollute it with this crap because you got some hang-up problem, you're mentally jacked, I don't know what your problem is, and you want to pollute the minds of children, you're sick. There's a place for you in hell for that. What, we got 20 seconds? Less than that? I don't think I held back on my opinion, right?
No, I think you're absolutely right. How many, and we've seen it so often, these kids get older, so many of them, and they realize, I have destroyed my life. I can no longer have children, all that.
Lower the music. Look, if you're 18 or older and you want to get your freak on, I support you. I totally support you. I dig it, man. Maybe I got my own freak. But you leave the children alone. Be back in three.
They have no concept.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Dannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
All you wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
TICAP Adventure Radio program. We're having a blast here. I'm telling you, I got some great people in here. It's fantastic. So spread the word on your social platforms. Tell everybody to take a listen. Listen to the podcast. The whole works. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and like me on Facebook. Let's break the 1,000 mark, if you don't mind. That's 29 people away. Let's do it. Let's just get it done. Let's just get it done. You know what I'm saying? We'll do that. This is the segment of the program, and I got a great crew here today for this. I've got the most recent article, April 2023 issue of the Armed Citizens column in the American Rifleman. And there is one, two, three, four, five. Five stories, five people in the room. So each one's going to take a shot at this, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to learn what to do and what not to do in situations of self-defense. Are you all ready?
Ready.
I will do story number one. Shelby, you'll do two. Colonel will do three. You'll do four, and you'll do five. Story number one. In Des Moines, is that how you say it?
Des Moines, Iowa.
On January 5th, a man and a woman repeatedly walked in front of the doors of a tower apartment building. The apartment manager, who had her young son at her side, finally opened the door. Wrong. Finally opened the door to ask if there was a problem, whereupon the two strangers allegedly grabbed the child. The woman claimed she was the child's real mother and tried to run away with him. A struggle ensued until the manager drew her firearm and said, "Let go of my kid!" The man and woman walked off and were trailed by security personnel until police officers could arrive. Police told reporters, "It certainly looks like the big turning point here. The pivotal piece that to keeping her child safe was the fact that she was lawfully armed with a handgun. The man and woman are charged, felony charged, blah, blah, blah." Okay, the first thing is, if it looks suspicious, why would you open up your door to allow the suspicious activity to go on? You can at least knock on the window and say, "Hey, are you okay? What's going on? Talk to me. I need your help." Okay, that's fine. Let me call the police. Okay? But to open up the door and you already feel suspicious to begin with, look, use your spider senses. Your spider senses are tingling. Don't open the freaking door. Story number one gone. Okay, who's two? Shelby, go ahead.
All right. Early in the morning on January 8th, a 51-year-old man out on parole out serving 20 years for armed robbery forced entry into a home in, what is that? Tajapoa Parish?
Sounds good to me.
The man was wearing a ski mask and was armed with a shovel and a lug wrench. Inside the home was a woman and her two young children. A physical altercation took place between the homeowner and the intruder, and the woman was able to defend herself and her children by shooting the stranger. The man was pronounced dead at the scene and the officers arrived. The sheriff's office said they believe the woman was justified in shooting the man and that they had also tied the assailant to a violent carjacking that had taken place a few hours prior to the home invasion.
Okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. What went wrong? What don't you do? CJ, I'm waiting for your quick wit to do this one. What don't you do in a situation like this?
I was chewing and not paying too much attention here.
Don't bring a shovel and a wrench to a gunfight.
There you go.
Okay? Just don't do it. It doesn't work.
Sorry, I had food in my mouth.
Colonel, take it away.
On January 9th, the small community of Elijah, Georgia, a 39-year-old previously convicted felon, walked into a convenience store and grabbed an energy drink. Then, he allegedly pulled a pair of women's panties up from his neck to his face, went behind the counter...
Were they clean or used?
Went behind the counter... I'm disregarding that question. Went behind the counter and pointed a .45 caliber pistol at the clerk, demanding money.
How did the clerk not just die laughing?
Okay, at the clerk... The clerk wasn't demanding money. I would have written this a little differently. One of the customers inside the store produced a concealed firearm and intervened. Another customer left the store to retrieve his firearm from his vehicle and returned to the store, along with a third armed citizen who had been pumping fuel to help subdue the
suspect.
Was
this in Texas?
The first customer who'd intervened told the other two not to shoot, as the would-be robber had been disarmed. When police arrived on the scene, the suspect continued to try to leave the and did not follow their instructions to stop and get down. They tased the man and took him into custody. The suspect's wife, who had remained in the vehicle outside, was also taken into custody.
Were they her underwear?
The two were being held without bond and with pending charges of aggravated assault, armed robbery, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Georgia became the 25th constitutional carry state, requiring no permit to carry concealed in 2022.
Hell, man, I don't even know where to go with this one.
Well, to start off with, the guy should not have had to go out to his car to get his weapon.
That's right.
All right, that's the first one. The
never wear your wife's underwear if you're going to rob a store.
That's right, you know. And
but three of the people were armed and they were ready to go.
And the reason she was still in the car probably was because she was too stoned to get out.
Or probably naked because she had no underwear on.
Oh. Honey, I forgot my mask.
This is...
I can't walk out. I can't help you. If I go out there and help you rob, it's like it's public nudity. It's a crime.
You know, this is one of those things where the guy, you know, he doesn't follow instructions.
Oh,
there was a reason why he couldn't follow instructions, you know.
Yeah.
How quick it goes off. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
man. At around 5 a.m. on January 18th, a man came into a gas station in Avondale, Arizona with his face covered. Doesn't say what it was covered with. Mumbled something about...
I wonder if they know each other. I don't know.
Mumbled something about rob and money, and then pointed a gun at a clerk and a customer. However, when the suspect became distracted by another customer, the clerk reportedly drew his own firearm and shot the assailant. The would-be robber was taken to a hospital in critical condition, and neither the clerk nor any customers were hurt in the incident. And while mainstream media accounts often quoted an employment attorney advising clerks against arming themselves, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has found that about two-thirds of workplace homicides involve robbers. Quote, I'm not happy I had to shoot him, the clerk told reporters, but I'm not stressing.
Yeah, I want to make a comment on this. I'm not going to mention the business because they may have changed their policy. I know they haven't, but I haven't confirmed it. But there was a certain situation where a person was not allowed to have a gun on the property, okay, got robbed, took care of the suspect, and that individual got fired, okay, because I guess he violated. They could care less about the individual.
Yeah.
It's more about the insurance policy. So the person having a gun on the job, good deal.
Yeah, he says, the moment he pulled the gun on me, he set the situation, and I just followed it. He made the situation what it was. And this just goes to show, you know, when you hear the left saying, oh, is property really worth a life? Well, that's what that robber decided it was. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. The two people wearing ski masks this time, not underwear, entered a clothing store, maybe they were looking for underwear, in Hartford, Connecticut, February 2nd, just after 10:30 p.m., likely intending to rob the business. One of the suspects allegedly shot the store's owner in the back during a struggle. However, the owner returned fire with two of his legally owned firearms, striking one of the suspects several times. Well done. That assailant, a 26-year-old man, was transported to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Woohoo!
The other suspect fled during the altercation and remained at large at the time of reporting.
Criminals have no code, no ethics at all. It used to be a day when you can get robbed, you get your wallet taken, and you go, hey, thank you, I'll see you later. Now they rob you, shoot you. Now they rob you, shoot you, and shoot you in the back.
This guy, though, had a pair. He's been shot in the back, and he whips out his weapons and, you know, whacks a guy. That's pretty good.
So what did we learn from these stories?
Well,
don't wear underwear on your face if you're going to be a good robber. And don't have a shovel and a wrench.
Keep your gun on you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I ask this question all the time, and... the question is, on a scale from 1 to 10, what are you? A 10 is, I have the gun on me or about me at all times, as long as the law allows me to do it. Like, for example, there is no way in heck I'm going to go on a federal piece of property like the VA. I just don't want to deal with the hassle because
you're
going
to
do the federal job, okay, or the IRS. Same thing. Okay, but wherever I go, whatever I do, the firearm is on or about my person, okay? And then, are you mentally prepared for it? Do you mentally have the capability of shooting somebody? If you don't, then having a gun is going to do no you good.
That's important. You got to have that mindset. You've got to. No one. And you know, I can be a very violent guy. I admit that.
I know your history.
I've been violent.
Your military history.
But I don't want to be violent. My goal is to never have to pull this gun in anger. But I'm willing. If the opportunity arises in which I have to defend myself or others, I am willing and able to engage in violence to stop that threat.
You know,
if you're not willing and able to engage in that, train yourself so that you are more willing.
tell me if I'm lying, okay? The more we know the law, the more we really are good people and don't want to hurt somebody, unless it's the last thing that we have to do, the more trained we are, in reality, the more vulnerability it puts us.
Right.
Because the criminal element has no moral code. So when the criminal decides, this is what I'm going to do, that's what I told my kids when they were growing up. I said, listen, when you get engaged in something like this, the morality goes out the freaking window. It's victory at all cost.
Yeah.
Unrestricted warfare.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And the one goal, you were saying there's no rules in a gun or in a fight. My rule is I win.
That's it. That's the rule. If you pull a knife on me, don't expect me to reciprocate with a knife. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing out a gun.
And don't think I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm just going to shoot you in the knee.
Exactly. You know, I had put up something that a real man doesn't love violence, but a real man won't run from it.
Well, it's John Wayne. It's like you're scared. You saddle up anyway. Be back.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron, is the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family-owned and operated for 40 years, Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759 or go to denialsfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Segment. the Colonel Rayford Brown, 3-year anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Proud to be here.
That's true, yeah.
Anniversary.
Still I'm not keeping my oath of office.
Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. This is, I'm not sure the date, but it's about a one
year. It's a year.
It's a year. Congratulations. Yes. Way to go. You put up with me for a year. CJ, we've known each other for quite a while. Thank you very much.
I identify as my third year as well.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, let's do this here. Let's talk something that disgusts me. Democrat Lieutenant Governor says it's our job to accept child sex changes.
Wow.
Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan stated that it's our job as grown-ups to accept and encourage transgender identification among children.
Where are the elders of Minnesota?
That lady is sick.
Where are the parents? You know, if your child comes to you and says, give me $50. No. Well, I identify, you know, or here's a better thing. You're arguing with your parent and your child goes, you're wrong. Excuse me? Yeah, you're wrong. I identify as always being right. Oh, sorry. Okay, you're right. All right. You're not grounded anymore. Come on out.
You can play in the street.
Yeah.
It's no problem. Yeah. It's my decision to play in the street.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go play in the street. I identify as invisible.
Let me read her quote. Flanagan spoke about the medical interventions used to assist sex change attempts, claiming this is life-affirming and life-saving health care.
Changing the language.
When our children tell us who they are, it's our job as grown-ups to listen and believe them. No, lady. Here's what
if he wants to be a dragon?
Let me tell you something about my youngest son. And this is a joke between us. I said, youngest son, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a Jedi. And I go, get real. What? This is make-believe. Come on. I'm talking to you seriously. Cut that crap, okay? Where they go, well, I feel like I'm a woman. Oh, really? Oh, really? You feel like a woman? As compared to go, pull down your pants and look between your legs. What's in between your legs? Nothing. You're a woman.
Oh, you bigot. Women have penises.
This is going off the rails real fast. Let's see. So-called gender-affirming care, which Flanagan is defending, includes a range of medical interventions that are used in attempts to change the sex of an individual. These medical interventions include the use of puberty-blocking drugs.
Irreversible.
The administration of cross-sex hormones.
Irreversible.
And even sex change operations, which include double mastectomies and hysterectomies, among other operations.
Sterilization.
Those women, when they get gutted, they're going to just scream.
And here's the thing. When you remove your breasts, you're never getting them back. They will never, whether they were perky or saggy, will never be the same again.
Why did you have to put that in there?
It's me.
He's a man.
But they will never be. When you take that penis and start slicing it like a cucumber and then tucking it inside the woman cave there, that's never coming back. Ever. You can't get that back.
Well, you might be able to alter it by ripping out part of your thigh and making it into this and using some plastic or... that's how they do it. They construct it.
But I'm telling you, you're never going
to
have those mammary glands.
No nerves. Yeah.
Yeah. You're never going to have those mammary glands again.
You're peace-standing right now, but you're never going to be able to do anything.
Well, the plumbing doesn't work a lot of times. That's another one. You know, it left the guy incontinent.
When did we let the psychos run the asylum?
You did that?
Like this.
Open the door. Yeah, exactly. When?
I mean,
knock at the door. The FCC's here.
You know, it's one thing for a child to come to you and say, I feel like a woman. It's another thing for adults who are supposedly educated and intelligent and have life experience and understand reality, for them to go, okay, yeah, you're a woman.
Let me tell you why I bring this up, because it hurts my heart. If you know me,
yeah,
you know where I stand on this. Leave the children alone. I bring this up because there's some people out there go, oh, yes, you know, we need to worry about the children. And I want to go and basically slap you across the face and wake you up into reality. Leave the children alone. Let them grow up. Come on, they want to be a dinosaur one day. They want to be a man another day. They want to be a Raggedy Ann doll one day. Whatever it is they want to be. And all of a sudden, something happens. They go, hey, she's a pretty girl. or hey, I like him. He smells like a guy. And something happens. But you start whacking away at stuff and injecting drugs into it.
And you know what the problem, another big problem about that is? If you try to have these arguments, you're the bigot. You're the one that's crazy.
I'm a perfect example. When I was,
you're a man?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to be. When I was a little kid, I had two older brothers, and all we did was wrestle and ride our mini bikes. It was football, kickball. I cut all my hair off as short as yours. I wore my brother's old hand-me-down clothes. I would get into fights. I would be like in detention from school from fighting other boys, bullying boys. I was the guy, and I wanted to be just like my brother. Seventh grade rolls around. I am no longer, it clicks one day. But if it was me back then, I would have wanted to turn into a boy because my brother was a boy. And I wanted to be everything my brother was. And it wasn't until like seventh grade. Yep. I remember, no, I don't really want to do that anymore. And it just changed.
We've just gone from it's okay to be a tomboy or it's okay to be an effeminate boy. You know, so it's okay to be a woman with some masculine features. And it's okay for a man to be a man with effeminate features. That happens. That's fine. But to sit there and say because of those features, I have to...
Hey, look, I'm a perfect example. I'm a very masculine guy. But, man, I got a soft heart. I've got a very passionate heart. You can almost say I got a woman in me. And I'm not kidding around. I'm not joking around. It's not a joke. I'm tender-hearted. A mama is tender-hearted. Daddy is the disciplinarian. That's why a couple is perfect. Daddy disciplines and mama comforts. It's okay, baby. It's all right. But, you know, daddy's right. Mm-hmm. You had to do that. So... And you sharing what you just shared,
yeah,
Shelby, is
exactly
perfect.
I mean, I had to bring y'all a picture. I cut my hair was as short as yours, and I was all my school pictures from when I'm in. I remember I walked into my third grade class, and this boy went, "Oh, is he a new student? Is he going to be in our class?" And I went, "It's me." And they were like, oh, my gosh, because I cut all my hair off. But I liked that they said that. I was like, okay, I'm getting the point across. And I'd wear my hat backwards, and I'd make sure I looked like a boy as much as possible. But it wasn't because, you know, I didn't know the difference. I just wanted to be just like my brothers, 2 years older than me. He was my idol. And I just wanted to be like him. He's all I ever knew. Until I knew otherwise later on in life.
And that later on in life is a key factor.
Yeah.
And if you folks would like to step in and take part on this, contact your representative down at the Capitol there. House Bill 1686 is on the medication, the puberty blockers, and all these things that can't be changed. So talk to your representative, and you can go to the legislature online website, just search for that, Texas Legislature Online, and you can find out how to find these bills, and you can search for different words and things.
Capital.texas.gov.
Colonel, how long are you going to be at the overpass?
Probably about an hour and a half until I get really tired.
It's going to start at what, 2?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock for about an hour or so or whatever.
Yeah.
So
just
I'll tell
go
you
out
what,
and show your colors, people.
If you're going to be out there, and you're going to be out there for about an hour, and people show up, they can take the mantle, and they can continue on. So they'll pass the buck on this week and go home. Christine Stevenson, take the mic real quick and tell everybody who you are and how they get a hold of you.
I'm an enrolled agent. I help people with their IRS problems. You can call me at 737-234-0196 or send me a text there also.
We need to clarify that. You're not an agent. You're a liaison between a person who has tax troubles, and because you were an IRS agent, you know the ins and the outs.
I worked at the IRS. I know the ins and outs. My enrolled agent credential allows me to represent people through power of attorney on their behalf to fight their IRS problems.
That's big for people to know. So
I actually have a quick IRS problem for you. They exist.
Yes, they do.
And
that's
there are
87,000
more of them now. And that's
CJ brought it up. He just brought it up. Any comments on the 87,000 new agents?
They're not agents. That word is being bandied around like, you know, the guys with the jackboots and the guns. They're employees. They do need agents. The agents are the people with the guns and the badge that, you know, do the crime, the porn people, the drug people, the really bad guys. You want agents. But they're not all agents. A lot of people are retiring. They're filling the
paper shufflers.
Paper shufflers,
I mean,
people
no
that answer the phone. Yeah. People always complain, oh, I got to be on hold forever. It's because they don't have
agent. They don't have people to answer the phones. So people are, it's attrition, the normal stuff.
CJ, talk to me. What do you got?
So I'm on social media. Just look up CJ Grisham. I've got some great videos that have been coming out. I'm going to start doing videos every Friday at least, doing some interviews with some great people. I've got an interview up right now with Dr. Henson, who's, you know, we've got the weaponization of all these associations, these professional associations that are being used to attack Christians and conservatives. So you can find me there. And hopefully by this time next month, I can call myself an attorney.
Fantastic. Yay. Colonel, let's hope we can do three more years. Christine, let's hope we can do another year at least. CJ, I'm not counting yours. I don't remember. Shelby, you're not going anywhere. No. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for listening. Thank you for all the sponsors and the people who donate. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And
this was no joke.
Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.